The state of Georgia is at the center of the political universe just a day before a pair of Senate runoff elections that will determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. And those elections were thrown into 11th-hour uncertainty with that stunning weekend phone call by President Trump urging Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to overturn the results of November's presidential election.
The people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Emil Moffitt is a reporter for member station WABE in Atlanta. And Emil, the Fulton County District Attorney said today that if a case is referred to her office regarding that phone call, she will enforce the law. What are you hearing about all this in Georgia today?
Yeah, Fani Willis is the brand new district attorney in Fulton County, just elected last year. So it'll be interesting to see what approach she takes if, like she said, if the case is referred to her. Reaction in Georgia today, you really have three camps. You have the loyal Trump supporters who agree with him and see him as fighting the results of November's election to the very end. You have more mainstream moderate Georgia Republicans who see this as doing harm to the party's chances in tomorrow's runoffs and as a distraction. And then you have Democrats and progressives who see this as a blatant abuse of power by the president.
Well, what do you think about that second camp there? How much do you think this could impact tomorrow's elections?
I don't expect it to change things all that much. It might affect, however, there are a lot of disaffected Trump supporters who just don't trust the system, who are still bitter over the November election, and they might not show up. In fact, in some of the early voting totals, we've seen some lower turnouts in Trump strongholds. So if they don't come out tomorrow, that could be a problem for Republican candidates. But as you mentioned, that second group, the moderate Republicans, I think a lot of them are going out to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue.
Have we heard anything from Loeffler or Perdue about all this?
This morning, Kelly Loeffler sidestepped two questions about the Trump tape, saying she was focused only on Tuesday's election. David Perdue has been sidelined, actually in quarantine for the last couple of days after he had a close contact with someone with COVID-19, so he's not been on the trail. And of course, from the Democratic candidates, last night, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff at a rally in Savannah. I wouldn't say they were surprised, but they were still shocked at the brazen nature of the president's requests.
Will today President Trump and Vice President Pence and Joe Biden will be campaigning in the state on behalf of their candidates. Millions of people are already voted in this election. So what's the energy like, Emil? Does it feel anything like the general election and the excitement there?
It does. You just hear about voting everywhere you go. And we did see visits from the presidential candidates right before the November election. And we're seeing that again with Joe Biden and President Trump, Vice President Pence, Kamala Harris, Vice President-elect, was here last night. So there's a lot of attention. There's a lot of ads. There's a lot of money being spent here in Georgia. And so it does have a very similar feel.
Emil Moffitt, reporter for WABE in Atlanta. Thanks very much, Emil. I'm sure we'll be checking in again tomorrow.
It's my pleasure.